Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Jana Roche, the sales director for BDNY and Emerald Expositions. Jana, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Good to talk to you. People might realize you've got a little bit of a Southern accent. You actually went to school at Georgia Southern, didn't you?
I sure did. A long time ago, Georgia Southern. Go Eagles. Yes.
And you've been with Emerald Expositions for 12 years. And I wanted to catch up with this BDNY show. It's a show I go to every year. I'm excited. It's coming up this weekend. And it's at the Javits Center. Starts on Sunday, runs through Monday. At least exhibit parts of it do, which is November 9th and 10th. And one of the reasons it's such a cool show is because, first off, the finishes in hospitality are always fun to see. They're inspiring. And it brings all of the decision makers in the hospitality business. It brings the brands and the property owners and the designers, the A&D designers, the purchasing agents, you know, even the suppliers. Obviously, I think you've got almost 700 exhibitors coming to the show, and you're going to have like 40 conference sessions as well. Give us some of the highlights, if you will.
We are expecting 758 exhibiting companies. That's over 158,000 net square feet sold. Super exciting. We have over of that 17,000 square feet are from our international partners who are from Spain, Italy, Portugal, and Turkey. But we do have our four signature design spaces this year in the show. And this year we've partnered with Marriott Dream Hotels Design Agency and the Aria Group, who is designing our Dine and Design Cafe. This is actually our second year doing this space, and we're looking forward to growing this into an expansion of BDNY that will focus on front of the house restaurant design. So make sure you check out those four spaces. We've also partnered with Sagis and Dash, who is designing our main stage where the accredited conference sessions will take place. This is where all the products in this space are sustainable products, from the furniture to the lighting to the flooring. And then Wayfair has designed our BDNY hub, which is the other area that will have our conference sessions.
All right. So we did a story on the hospitality market, and I encourage the listeners here to take a look at that. You know, you can go to the Floor Focus digital edition and see, it just came out yesterday. It's got our annual look at the hospitality market and, you know, basically some trends we're seeing. Tariffs are a factor, some uncertainty in the business. And when it comes to new construction versus remodel, much more activity on the remodel side than on the new construction side. And there's multiple tiers in this hospitality business. You know, there's upper end, and then there's value, and there's several layers in between. And it looks like a lot of the activity is on the upper end. And some of these big brands are doing some conversion properties right now. So it's a business that is doing okay, obviously not thriving. You're expecting 10,000 or so? What do you think your attendee count will be?
We're anticipating over 11,000 qualified attendees. So we're looking, which is more than what we had last year. We're looking forward to, you know, another successful event. And the industry has slowed down a little bit, but with the remodeling, but I think the topic is the tariffs. Obviously, with an increase of costs for our manufacturers, driving up expenses for everybody, but there are still projects that are happening in the industry and still products that are needed.
One of the things that the show does, kind of on the front and back end, is you have some social events. You have the Platinum Circle Awards on the front end and the Gold Key Awards on the tail end. So this thing gets cranking on Friday, doesn't it?
Yes, Friday we kick off the weekend with our 36th annual Platinum Circle event, where we will induct four lifetime honorees into Platinum Circle for Hospitality Design Magazine. And then closing out the show on Monday, we have our 45th annual Gold Keys Awards, where we honor the design teams and product owners of 24 categories and the Boutique 18. And so we're looking forward to celebrating these amazing projects and people over the weekend.
You know, one of the neat things about the show, and I mention this every year, but the booths aren't big. They're not huge. And I think that's great. I mean, the BDNY, the first letter stands for boutique. And you can come in and see, as you say, these four hospitality areas, you can see an expansion of what a lobby or a bar might look like. Mm-hmm. And there are several suppliers that partner up on that. But the spaces themselves, I don't think there's any spaces above 20 by 20, which allows you to walk from one end to the other without spending multiple days at the show, right?
That's correct. That's correct. The largest booth that exhibitors are allowed to get is a 20 by 20 space. So a lot of it, even the larger manufacturers are still could just have a 10 by 20, which is what a small company could do. So everybody's on the same playing field, if you will. It does make it easy for attendees to walk the show floor.
On Sunday, some people say, you know, your show's on Sunday, but with it being there in New York, it works just fine. And you don't start first thing in the morning. What time does it kick off on Sunday?
The show starts at 10 o'clock and will end at 5 p.m. So it's 10 to 5 on both days, Sunday and Monday.
Yeah. What are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to seeing all of our designers and attendees and seeing what products our manufacturers are showcasing and what they're bringing to the industry.
All right, Jana. Well, I appreciate you giving us an update on the show. Again, been talking to Jana Roche, the sales director for Emerald Expositions and the BDNY show. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.